what do these people have in common? Former pro wrestler Ric Flair, woo! Bruce Jenner, who so many years after winning Olympic gold said, "Treat me like a lady and call me Caitlin." Recording artist Billy Joel. And Bruce Springsteen, and then Ivana Trump, the first wife of the third impeached president, and Elizabeth Warren. Do you recall that she is my personal favorite? Among all candidates who might become president. This is a Mockery Rocks. I am Rocky's dad. If I can remember to answer the question I just posed, it will serve as a tease. I think that is a broadcasting expression. With the radio show here locally in Japan, I am a broadcaster. But podcasting, I don't consider broadcasting. Since I have been doing podcasts, the medium has sort of grown up and left me behind. Maybe hundreds of listeners know Mockery Rocks, but we want thousands. I don't want to belabor our hope that listeners will move to our Patreon page. I do want to belabor a point about people getting big money by allowing advertising with anything done on the World Wide Web, whether it might be a website or something on YouTube. If you allow advertising without knowing the product or service you are advertising, the product or service could be something you would object to morally or politically. Here, I get more political than previously. But this is not advertising. This is really simple. If we take it by the numbers, this is really simple. And I say it for those who have heard, as I have, how difficult it might be to defeat the incumbent president. People are saying it might be difficult. I think it might be easy. Number one, as we take it by the numbers, the majority of Americans have never voted for Donald Trump. That's Americans. Okay? I didn't say voters, I said Americans. Moreover, he has never won the majority of votes cast. Number two, he won the majority of electoral votes, and I still see no need to outlaw the Electoral College. Number three, what he won in the election of 2016 was not from the efforts of his campaign so much as from the efforts of Russian intelligence. Or the Mueller report was pointless. More likely, that report was too much for the Yahoos to comprehend. Long time ago, before the internet, there was such a word, Yahoo, Yehu, referring to a type of person, not referring to a search engine or website. That happened long after the expression was originally coined. Oh, that list of people I gave you was those who are 70 years old and became that age in 2019, and they are all younger than I am. I am Rocky's dad, otherwise known as Patrick Boggs.
And you know that guy that Melania has to put up with
has talked about a space force as if that should be a branch of the military in the USA. Do you agree or disagree that there should be a space force? And how would someone who would want to volunteer? What would be the qualifications? Would it just be a new way to look at astronauts? Or would it be a new way to visualize war? You don't really hear too much news from NASA nowadays. But here in Japan, there is space exploration. The Japanese equivalent to NASA would be the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA. And they have announced plans to send a probe to one of Mars' moons and bring it back with samples from the Mars moon surface. A Japanese science ministry panel of experts approved the plan just 48 hours before I started recording what I'm saying to you. Mars has two moons called Phobos and Deimos. Under the JAXA-led project called Martian Moons Exploration, researchers will launch the probe to Phobos in the year 2024 and bring back samples in 2029. They say the mission will be the first of its kind in the world. Saying that means that the U.S. has done nothing like it, and Russia has done nothing like it. The brand name Martian Moons Exploration has, in the word exploration, lowercase e, uppercase X, which is cute, I guess. Phobos is about 23 kilometers in diameter and orbits around 9,000 kilometers away from Mars. With the project, researchers hope to shed light on the origin of the Martian moons and the formation process of planets in the solar system. In the American space program, we have been to the moon. And still, I haven't heard anybody studying the origin of our own moon. Oh, well.
Previously on Mockery Rocks, I've talked about how the business at Boeing is sort of in trouble. But, two, there are only two makers of passenger airplanes, Boeing and Airbus, and they do compete. Both of them need to do good business, need to do ethical business.
Which leads us to this real-life news story.
U.S. lawmakers are taking steps to remove
a tax break for Boeing that is at the center of a fight between the European Union and the U.S. Legislators in the state of Washington, Boeing's main manufacturing hub, introduced the plan on Wednesday.
They want to avoid a transatlantic tariff war triggered by aircraft subsidies, the governor of the state said. And when I said Wednesday, I meant the 19th of February.
The U.S. last year imposed tariffs on 7.5
$6 billion worth European-made products as punishment for EU support of Airbus. Those measures were approved by the World Trade Organization, which had ruled that the European support was illegal. The U.S. recently ratcheted up the tariff rate on aircraft in a bid to put pressure on the EU to act. However, a similar case against the U.S. over the tax benefits for Boeing is pending. In that case, the World Trade Organization is expected to rule in the European Union's favor, clearing the way for retaliation against the U.S. There is a broad agreement in Olympia that we need to act this session to address the World Trade Organization issue in order to avoid retaliatory tariffs that would damage not just our commercial aircraft industry, but other important Washington State exports. So said Jay Inslee, Democratic governor of the state of Washington. The state of Washington on the West Coast is a major manufacturing base for Boeing. I might say Boeing's manufacturing of airplanes, aircraft, and components, separate from many manufacturing installations owned by Boeing on the East Coast that are mentioned in Department of Defense contracts. The public does not read those as closely as I do. If you're in the mood for a little gossip, who has and who's spending the big money? It's reported that British musician Sting paid $65.7 million for a penthouse at 220 Central Park South, the Billionaires Row building in New York City. And another guy, a hedge funder, Ken Griffin, closed on a unit earlier in the year for a record $238 million. The new building, designed by Robert A.M. Stern Architects and developed by Vornado Realty Trust, has only 116 units. They are selling for between $13 million and $39 million, according to property records, which means I will not be moving in next door to Sting, I guess. Earlier, I did mention that I want to move the people who enjoy listening to Mockery Rocks to Patreon. Mockery Rocks on Patreon is not listed as Mockery Rocks. It's listed as me. So the URL is patreon.com/rocksdad. Isn't that easy? Should I repeat it? patreon.com/rocksdad. So when you go there, you will find that most of the very recent Rocks of Mockery are there, just like at the feed for the podcast. But they won't be there for free long. Bookmark that page and decide if you think it's worthwhile to pay the $2. Because at some point in the future, the regular feed for Mockery Rocks will go away, and there will only be the Patreon page. I want to thank you for listening to This Rock of Mockery.